everybody, secret subject here, and this is a file that I like to call the Sleeping Beauty file. So this file will take you on a journey as you are the hero of the story, with a twist at the end. So the general themes are things like drug play, a little bit, magic, a little bit. There will be a kissing element, so if you're not into that, just, I hope you enjoy this file. Remember to sit in a nice, comfortable position where you can relax completely and let go. And let's begin. So all good stories start with once upon a time, but I think this is a different kind of story, you see. I'm going to take your mind on an adventure. I could very simply snap my fingers and say that word, those words that your mind knows so well already. But perhaps there is fun in starting from scratch, taking you through the journey, because sometimes it's not the destination that makes the tale, but it's getting there. So I want you to take a nice deep breath for me in and out. Oh, that's right. And while you continue to breathe deep, I just want you to listen and imagine all the things that I'm going to tell to you. You see, I know you have a very good imagination, and I know how easy it is for you to close your eyes and imagine the story playing out in your mind's eye as you listen and relax. Now, once upon a time, in a kingdom far, far away, there lived a hero in a local village. Now, of course, that hero is you. You are the hero of this tale. And one day, whilst traveling around the village, you found out that there was a royal trapped in a castle far, far away. Now, this person could be someone you know. It might be someone you've never met. It might be the royal from the local kingdom. But all you know is there's a reward for the hero who can bring back this royal to the kingdom and make the kingdom great again. So you decide to go on your merry way. Now, this royal is trapped in a tower, a tall, dark, scary tower, miles and miles and miles away. So you decide to hitch up a horse, jump on, and ride off into the sunset. And there you ride for many a day until you reach the base of the tower. Now this tower is guarded by a fierce dragon. But you are fairly sure that you know exactly how to handle dragons. So surrounding this tower is a large moat filled with hot, bubbling lava. And you see a rope bridge allowing you to cross the moat. You look at your horse and you think, should I ride back to town? But deep down inside, you know you are the hero that this town deserves. You are brave and true. And you are going to cross that moat. So you start across the rickety bridge. Each step you take, you feel it shake slightly. But that's okay. You are brave. And you are strong, and you find yourself taking step after step after step after step across this bridge. That's right. You can imagine how it feels, each step making the bridge swing slightly. As you continue to take deep breaths, as you continue to calm yourself and know that you are brave, you are true, and you are going to do this. Only a few steps left as you step, 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 step across the bridge. And you find yourself safely on the other side, your feet touching the gentle grass around the castle. You did it. You feel a sense of accomplishment and pride wash through your entire body. As you sigh, a ginormous sigh, and you look at your horse, waiting for you on the other side, and you think, okay, time for me to go inside this castle and find this royal and save the day. So, you find the door to the castle, and you enter a ginormous ballroom. It's dark. The furniture seems slightly charred. As you look around, you realize this is not just an ordinary ballroom. Oh no, this is the lair of the dragon. And you think to yourself, well, what can I do? You see in the corner of your eye a large, black, scaly dragon sleeping peacefully. So you decide to tiptoe past. You take small, gentle, quiet steps towards the other side of the room where you can see a door with a staircase behind it. You think this must be you start to sneak away. Sneak, 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 sneak. Quietly and quickly. Step after step after step after step after step. And then you notice out of the corner of your eye, the dragon's eye starts to open as it starts to awaken. And you think to yourself, what can I do? You notice that you have brought a satchel with you, and in the satchel contains a magic flute. Now, you're not quite sure where this came from, because this bag was given to you by somebody in the village before you left. Somebody who seemed quite wise and knowledgeable about dragons. So, you take out this flute and you start to blow gently into it, and you hear the soft music playing from the instrument. You watch the dragon's eyes as they start to slowly droop and droop and droop and droop until the dragon succumbs to sleepy surrender. And again, you feel that wave of accomplishment and pride as you sigh a gentle sigh, as you realize that you are moments away from your fate, from your destiny. You are going to be the most revered hero in all the land. Everyone will love you. Everyone will be so proud of you. As you start to walk your way up the giant spiraling staircase up towards the tallest tower in the castle, and there you see them, the royal, lying there sleeping peacefully, just like how you imagined them before when you were in the village. And you start to gently walk over to them, quietly, knowing that they are under a powerful sleeping spell. You see a witch cast a spell on the royal in the castle so they would sleep forever and ever and ever, and only a kiss from a hero like you could wake them up. So you know what you need to do. You walk over to the bedside, draw back the silk curtain around the bed, lean over, look at them once, and plant. And as you take a step back, you start to realize something. The royal is not waking up. But you are a hero, and you planted a kiss on their lips. But something else is happening to you, because you haven't broken the spell. In fact, you find your head starting to spin slightly as your mind grows weak and weary, as your body starts to sway slightly. And you start to wonder, what is going on? How can this be? You kissed the royal. You should be victorious. They should be waking up. You did it. So what's going on with you? Why are you feeling so woozy, so weary, so sleepy? And then you realize you have been cursed with the sleeping spell. You have been drugged by their lips. You see, the royal has just become one big vessel for a magical sleeping spell, a powerful sleeping spell that will cause you to sleep forever. And you start to realize this as your body slowly lowers to the ground, as your eyes start to grow fuzzy, weary, hazy, as your mind starts to spin. Everything just seems so hazy, fuzzy, confusing. As you start to grow woozy and weary, as you start to lie down on the floor next to the bed, as you realize that you are cursed, you are drugged by the spell, and this is your fate, to sleep here forever and ever and ever, next to the bed. As you start to see some feet lying on the other side of the bed, and you realize that you are not the first to be captured by this fate, and you won't be the last. As your eyes close and you sink into oblivion, you feel your mind reeling, you feel your body relaxing, you feel everything just sinking, dropping away from you. As it's so easy to sink, as it's so easy to drop, as it's so easy to drift down, 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 down to the abyss, the endless void of eternal slumber. As you feel your mind reeling, as you feel your senses go dull for a moment, as nothing else matters except slipping further and further, deeper and deeper into sleepy surrender. As you give in to the spell, as you give in to the power that consumes you, as everything else fades away. And it's just so easy to be here, it's just so easy to be lost in this helpless surrender. That's right. And you know that this is your fate. You know that this is where you will be for the rest of eternity. Well, not quite. You see, this is all a story, just a fantasy, a tale in your mind. And lucky for you, in a moment, I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach the number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized, knowing that this was just a fantasy, just a story, just a tale, a bit of fun for you to experience. Slipping under that spell, slipping into that sleepy surrender, as I count up from 1. 2, 3, 4, your body filling with energy. 5, 6, 7, your body starting to move slightly, to wriggle. Your eyes maybe starting to flutter with 8, 9, 10, wide awake. Hi, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that little fantasy file. It was a bit different to some of the other stuff I've been doing, and it was actually a request from Patreon. So, as always, if you would like to sign up to Patreon, why do I sound like a robot? If you would like to sign up to Patreon, where I keep all my extra special things, you can click the link down below. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this channel for more updates and things from me. You can check out my Tumblr if you like gifts and cool eye stuff. Or yeah, that's kind of it. Remember, folks, as always, keep it trancy, and I will see you later. Goodbye.